podcast here on the blog. What blog, you may ask? That is renaespoints.com, and I am Renee DeLambert, your friendly blogger who tends to focus on Delta. I was reminded by a number of readers last week that my first attempt at a podcast, I didn't mention who I am, what the blog is, and things like that. So I will try to do better going forward. Also, I had a number of requests about being able to upload this to iTunes and things like that. Realize that is way beyond where I am at this point. This is an experimental thing on the blog. It seems to be well appreciated. So I'm going to keep it going for a while and look at all the technology of where I can soon upload the podcast to different places. But for now, it's going to be just on the blog. This week, I thought I'd touch on something near and dear to my heart and should be near and dear to yours. That is bumps, or as I like to call them, bumpertunities. Looking for chances to give up your seat to get nice rewards. Notice here also in the text in the blog post, I have some links to this past week where I did take a bump and was given, rather than a normal Delta voucher that can be spent on flights, that you will, by the way, when you do earn full perks, credits, points, elite status, everything. When you're spending what used to be called Delta dollars or Delta E credits, it's just like spending cash. So I don't mind getting those. But even better this week, I got Amex gift cards as one of the choices. And that is really cash, basically. I can spend them just like I would any other credit card or gift card. I will probably burn through them pretty quick, but if I don't, they do come with a 6 to 7 month expiration date. So if you get some of these, it may behoove you to load them over to like your local grocery store. Usually has a shopping card with no expiration, so you could definitely load them free over there or cash them out some way. But when we're talking about bumps, one of the most important things for you to remember is when you're negotiating the bump, anything that is part of the negotiation you should get, but you better negotiate up front. I had booked this ticket using a voucher. I was in coach but used a regional upgrade, so I was in first class. So when I was negotiating my bump, I explained to the gate agent I would take nothing less than first class. And I wanted a minimum of $800, either in vouchers or they were offering gift cards, and I said that was fine too. I stuck firmly to this. They had gotten four other volunteers who had taken $400 and $600 offers, and they were pushing me to take the $7, and I said, nope, $8, and I want first. And they finally relented because they needed to get the flight out badly, and someone had incidentally walked up and paid a full fare first class ticket for that flight. So don't feel like Delta was really hurting badly here. They totally got their money back for anything they paid me in bumps. Incidentally, they do tend to pay the highest amount to everyone. So thanks to my help, every single person who gave up their seat here got the same $800 offer. It is really imperative that anything you might want, you spell it out ahead of time. You may even want to have a little piece of paper and jot down what you are requesting. Or, if you have followed my advice on other posts, remember it is always smart to kill trees when it comes to Delta. That is, print an extra copy of your boarding pass, even if you're using a digital one, because that way you can simply hand to the flight attendant your extra boarding pass. It's up to you if you want to do it ahead of time, or if you want to do it if they are going to need you. Scribble on the back of that the things that you have requested as part of the bump. Would you like a club pass? Would you like food vouchers? Would you like an upgrade to first class on the next flight? In addition to, of course, the compensation. Now, some gate agents will begin to roll their eyes and say you are asking for too much. That may be the case. Again, it depends on how desperate they are to get people off the plane or how willing they are to reward you for being whatever elite status you are. I have run into reps, gate agents in Atlanta, that have been very firm that they are sticking to their minimums and will actually force people off the plane rather than give you a higher voucher or whatever else you're asking for. I think that's really disappointing because Delta dollars for a lot of people tend to go unused, I have been told. So compared to forcing someone off a plane, I would think that Delta is always going to be happier to rebook or give you a better voucher than forcibly pull someone off the plane. But I also wanted to touch on something very important today in addition to just negotiating the bump. That is, once you have it, what your options are. If you were booked in first or requested as I did first, since I had already been upgraded to first, you have a lot of control once that is reissued, because at least for the time period, you have a full F or first class ticket. Now remember, with the same day change rules with Delta, if you are booked in first class, you can change as an elite free of charge to any flight that has any open first class seat. The fare class doesn't matter. As long as you're in first, you can change to those flights. I was given rather, well, let's just say they were not the flights I was really looking for. But since I was already now in first, I started using my time looking for open seats. At the time of the bump, there were very few seats available. There was a lot of weather going around in the area and trying to get down to Austin. But as is the case, the situation is totally fluid and always changing. Seats can open up instantaneously and disappear instantaneously. So I spent my time in a lounge, of course, the Minneapolis Escape Lounge, checking to see if something better was possibly opening up, and it did. I called the medallion line, snagged the seats, and got in much, much earlier. I think if those seats had been available at the time the gate agent was offering the $700 voucher, someone would have gotten off the flight I was on, but not with the very late confirmed flights that were the only ones open at the time. So the point is, never stop working it once your ticket is reissued. If you can find something better and seats are available, you can definitely look at getting a change. Now, let's say you're not in first. Let's say you were rebooked in coach. Well, depending on how well the negotiation went with the gate agent or the red coat, you may go back and say, hey, you know, I volunteered my seat. I was happy to help you guys out. It looks like some seats have opened up for this earlier flight. Is there any possible way you could please switch me to those? They may be willing to do it, or they may not, but do keep it in mind. So, just wanted to end today with the positive note that there are so many perks that can come to you from giving up your seat in either vouchers or cash. Do keep in mind, though, as a final note, that even though you are rebooked possibly in Y or first class, you are only going to earn SkyMiles and MQMs based on your original fare class. It was many, many years ago that Northwest, mostly, and I think Delta as well, used to reward you at that higher fare class when you took a bump. Now it is, the IT is very good at only rewarding you for what you originally paid. So thanks again for listening in today. Thanks for any comments on the post itself. Be sure to follow me on renaespoints.com on Twitter, or renaespoints on Twitter, that is, renaespoints.com on the blog, also renaespoints on Facebook. And if you have any questions or any other ideas for future podcasts, feel free to leave a comment here on the blog. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.